Now we wait at Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
That's Jamie over there. It's Jesse here. We are here with you, listener, to talk about and play our favorite local independent music from this fair city known these days as Vancouver. And we got a whole bunch of fun new music for you. A playlist that is, once again, longer than we have the time to do. It seems like maybe we need to do this a little more often, Jamie, but we're here.
We just need to catch up every single time. There's so much more music.
So much catching up.
It is better than the days where we'd have to really,
really dig.
Really dig, and then we just end up playing the same songs we would play 1,000 times.
Very true. I'm happy with this turn of events. We have way more. We're not starved for choice. We're gluttonous with choice? I don't know. Choice paralysis is not going to happen today, though, because we do have a whole bunch of cool stuff lined up for you. But before we get started, Jamie, how are you?
I am really good. I've had a full weekend outside enjoying the summer air. Jesse, how about you?
I have had a nice weekend staying inside and exploring the post-apocalyptic wasteland of Massachusetts in Fallout 4, because that's all I'm doing these days is running around killing super mutants and raiders and basically killing everyone is the way of things, unless I like them.
Big killer.
Yeah.
That's really great. I'm all about, you got to have a vid game day, you know? And if that's several days, that's fine too.
Yep. And maybe one day I will see the sunlight.
Overrated.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
Well, I mean, it actually is. There is that. Anyway, let's get into the music, huh?
Let's do it. Let's play it.
Okay. I told you there was new music. There's a lot of new music today, and we're going to start with a band that is new to me and new to the mixtape called The Planchettes, or The Planchette. I think it's The Planchettes just because it's the, not the. Anyway, they put out a record called Levity Works, and this one is called Dominate.
In the morning, I wake up my sleepy head. To the mirror, I find someone else instead. Looking back, questioning all I've said. Whose reflection gives pause to disguise a shed? Quest before me, and who will I find in here? Take off the layers, a faceless voice appears, invoking wisdom with words that I cannot hear. I wander aimless, distracted by flash and shine, fantasies and snake oil. Time on researching the true self eludes my gaze. Hang on to things that will help to make me brave. Quest before me, and who will I find in here? Take off the layers, a faceless voice appears, invoking wisdom with words that I cannot hear. Go.
Bye.
tape. It's the Sweet Pomelos, a track called Walk With You, from a very fun album called Gavin's Special Album.
I love that.
Which is an EP from the Sweet Pomelos.
Pomelo is a citrus fruit, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like an orange, but...
Are they sweet? I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They're, you know, like sweet and sour and, whatever, citrusy. Anyway, before that was a new track from, a track from the new Noreen Braun record, Journey Towards Wholeness. That one was Quest Before Me. And we kicked that set off with Dominate by the Planchettes. Some cool rock music for you to kick off the set.
Classic rock and roll.
Classic rock and roll. Not capital C classic rock and roll, but some lowercase c classic rock music. And we're just going to keep things rolling with, a band that is originally from not here, that is originally from an island off the coast of a continent, and not Vancouver Island, no.
Whoa,
I'm talking about the United Kingdom.
Oh, my God.
For the band B-Bomb, who are kind of like a twee punk adjacent band, which I think is kind of... appropriate, because Jamie, we're gonna go see a twee punk adjacent band from the UK in Seattle tomorrow.
I love twee punk adjacent bands.
It's, you know what, it's strange, but so do I. And so we're gonna hear this track from B-Bomb, and you're gonna listen to it with us, and you're gonna enjoy it a lot. It's called Heat Death. It's from the record What Do People Do All Day? What Do People Do All Day? Right? That's a good British accent. Anyway, Heat Death.
Thank you.
by Lauren Kay from a record called Feels Like Home, which is a concept record about Ether, a young person struggling with dysphoria and self-acceptance in a small town who seeks solace online, and then everything changes when they become entangled in a manipulative internet relationship that tears their whole world apart.
That's such a 2020s like narrative.
Yeah, unlike the album art for this track, which is a whole bunch of flip phones superimposed on a picture of the world's largest LAN party that features way more shirtless dudes than I would have imagined a LAN party to feature.
It must be just so hot
it must
in
be
that room.
All those computers going?
Oh, so hot.
Holy moly.
Does Telephone Game, like, how close does Telephone Game to be hyperpop, be considered hyperpop?
I don't think
the vocals aren't there, but, like, on what percentage
else,
hyperpop would
I would
you?
Say that the drums are there, the sort of like
the
rock through a filter, through the filter of like rock built in a DAW. Mm. Yeah, I think that's essentially hyperpop, and you up the tempos. Vocals a little bit different, but you know everything's a little different, but it's not self-identified as hyperpop, so we'll call it Indietronica, Industrial Noise Rock, Experimental Rock, Indie Rock, Alternative Rock, Rock, Experimental, Alternative, Vancouver. Those are all the self-determined genre tags. So
it is definitely Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I said, Feels Like Home is the record by Lauren Kay. You can check out the whole thing on Bandcamp. It's great. That track you heard was The Telephone Game. Before that, you heard What? What? W-U-T? From their upcoming record, Mingling with Thorns, that was Talking to Strangers. And the set was kicked off by Heat Death from B-Bomb, our twee punk British Isles band of the day. And, Jamie, I was trying to explain the concept twee to a coworker the other day, and I had a really hard time. If I were to put you on the spot and say, define twee.
Faster, like just a touch too quick.
Just a touch too
quick. Everything is just like a touch too frantic while still being like fun.
Okay. Because there is another definition.
Tell me.
So, because people could also describe, so we talked about B-Bomb being a little twee. We talked about Los Campesinos being twee. You listener might not know who Los Campesinos are, but they have a xylophone and the singer sings really fast and they play fast and they have sort of like charming, deceptively positive vibes. But someone might also describe the films of Wes Anderson as twee.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And so our dictionary definition is excessively or affectedly quaint, pretty, or sentimental.